We are in a series of four devotional messages, three mornings and one night this evening. It is to discover the less read parts of the Bible. If you read Revelation and you read of how with harps and choirs of every nation singing, what a glorious picture heaven is. But if we read further, we will discover that there are some unhappinesses there in heaven too. Because we will be rewarded. If we will be rewarded, there will be those who will not be rewarded. So it is good for us to take care while we are alive, to see in what direction we go. So we started yesterday by James declaring that we are justified by faith, by works also. And we had a good illustration of a line of brothers and sisters going to the hospital to pray for a sick sister. But the last person did not pray. She handed her an envelope containing $100. Whose prayer was heard? You can judge. Justified by works also. This morning we come to this second title, Take Care How You Build. For Paul declares that he is a master builder and he has built on us the foundation of Jesus Christ. What sort of material is Jesus Christ? We can immediately think of the rock. He is our rock, the foundation of our Savior. But then there are two types of builders. One type who build with wood, hay, and stubble, very easily burned up. And the other type with gold, silver, and precious stones. When I was in Rome and we visited the St. Peter's Church, we were really surprised how the Roman Catholics materially build a church. We also have a church, but we built very economically, and until we renovated this church, which is very beautifully done, we could not say that it was really a beautiful church, but made up of very solid material, but very economical. Whereas The St. Peter's Church in Rome is decked with precious stones, silver and gold. It will surprise you. But Jesus, Paul is here not talking of the material, but rather the spiritual. When I tried to find some examples in the four Gospels especially of what? Of those that were built with wood, hay and stubble. Immediately I got nine instead of looking for three. Wood, hay and stubble. But they can be classified together. Nine of them, one shot. And this comes from the account of Jesus healing 10 lepers. And they all come and call on Jesus, Rabbi, Master, please help us. And Jesus said, go and report to the priests. It shows how Jesus supports the law of Moses, because the law of Moses is the law of Jesus. And when they went to report the priest, suddenly they felt all the itches, all the pain, all the dirt, all the filth of leprosy disappear. When they get well, we can feel that. You are having a headache and you take 2 tablets of Panadol. In half an hour, it disappears. Oh, you feel very good. Now, among the 10 lepers, there was one, a Samaritan. And a Samaritan is an outcast, a Jew. Nevertheless, as lepers, they don't mind staying together. And the Samaritan was so happy that he rushed back to find Jesus. And when he found Jesus, he knelt down and worshipped him to give glory to God. Then Jesus said, how about the 9? The 9 clean forgot Jesus, the master healer. In today's terms, they might have just rushed to the ice cream store and each one will celebrate with an ice cream cone. They forgot Jesus entirely. Wood, hay and stubble. Ingratitude, ungratefulness is their theme. They are like what Shakespeare says of ingratitude, as a wintry wind that blows, that chills you. Isn't that how you feel when you have done something very sacrificial for somebody? And instead of thanking you, he completely forgets. He doesn't mention it. ungratefulness in the Bible is a sister of Shakespeare description. But the Bible is still very kind. All the wood, hay and stubble of ingratitude is totally consumed. But because our faith is on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord still saves us. But then, yet so as by fire, that you have been saved, but you have gone through a fire. The ingratitude should stop you from entering heaven. Once when I did not experience salvation yet, I said to my sister, we used to discuss religion plentifully because we lived in the church and my grandfather was a pastor. So we said that if we are ungrateful to God, maybe when trying to enter heaven, we will be crushed in the foot when the door is shutting. But somehow, the Lord led us through. There are many people who think so. They are so undeserving. But to go through fire to be saved shows how merciful God is to us. Let us learn not to be building on the foundation of Jesus Christ, which is a rock, materials such as wood, hay, and stubble. Also perishing. Or in our terms in Singapore, we may talk about effort. Some people in heaven will stay in the attic shed, will live. Let us learn to be of the thankful that are gold, silver, precious stones. And in spiritual values again, I can think of gold, silver, precious stones to come from three most wonderful virtues mentioned in the Bible: faith, hope, and love. Gold, silver, and precious stones. And gold, silver, and precious stones, being faith, hope, and love, are represented by Hebrews chapter 11, hope, 1 Corinthians 15, where we have hope of the resurrection. And love, 1 Corinthians 13. And I try to look up for examples of faith, hope, and love. And thank God I found three exactly to fit faith, hope, and love. We hear of faith, hope, and love so often, but do we practice it? There are three Marys to represent faith, hope, and love. In the life of Jesus, there were many Marys who served Him faithfully. The first one, the first Mary, I would refer to Jesus' mother, and how Jesus' mother asked Jesus to turn water into wine. But His ministry had not started yet. Jesus, being very human and loving to the mother, obeyed her. But then in Matthew chapter 12, the last few verses, when the people came to look for Jesus' mother and brothers and sisters, or rather the other way around, Jesus' mother came to look for Jesus, and they say, "Your mother is here." Jesus did not give way in the flesh to the honor given to Mary, in the sense that they would put her as exactly later on the Roman Catholic Church make her the mother of God. But He said, "Who is my mother?" Any elderly lady who does the will of God is my mother. But Jesus' mother did not get offended. She continued to love Jesus, to pray for Him. I'm very sure that even after the resurrection and the ascension, Mary was with the early disciples at the prayer meeting, the first prayer meeting. And Jesus followed, and Mary followed Jesus right up to the cross, beholding Him and sympathizing with her son. Her faith in following the Lord up to the last moment gained Jesus' last blessing. And He said to Mary, referring to John, who also stood there, "He will take care of you, your son." Faith is properly and highly rewarded. And now, hope. Is personalized by Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene, from whom seven devils were cast out, and she really loved Jesus, having been so wonderfully saved, was the first person to arrive at the empty tomb in the early morning of the first Sunday. And she was very sad when she did not find Jesus. But Jesus has already resurrected. Then Jesus found her and call her. And then she realized it was the Lord. Jesus did not appear to John and Peter first, but Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene represents hope. Do you have this hope in Jesus? At Easter, I preached the sermon that there are those in the days of Paul who denied the resurrection of Jesus Christ, being Philetus and Hymenaeus. And that provoked Paul to write 1 Corinthians 15, that if Christ be not alive, we are still dead in our sins. Then I applied it to life, church. I've never suspected that there would be someone in life, church. But I don't know who. But I said, if Paul had those in his early days, we can be sure that there will be those who are not believers. Recently, I brought out false Christ and false prophets increasing in the last days. And one instance I brought forth as proof was that a newspaper company in England made a survey of 500 Anglican priests, out of whom 135 did not believe the virgin birth. So when they celebrated Christmas, these 135 would be celebrating in a false way, pretending. One Indian brother who likes our church, he likes our doctrine because he's an Anglican, immediately phoned me and wrote me an email to chide me. He said, how is it that you talk bad of the Anglican church? I'm talking about the leaders. So you can see there are all kinds of people. Many are sermon tasters. They come to worship is to see what you will say. And if you repeat something, well, he'll nail you down. But sometimes we say a thing twice because we realize there are new people who have not heard it before. And so we thank God for Mary Magdalene's unwavering faith, hoping in the risen Savior. Gold, silver, precious stones. What are the precious stones? Think of the diamonds. And this is reflected in Mary of Bethany, another Mary, the third Mary. She broke a very precious box of ointment costing 300 pence or $3,000 today. And she anointed Jesus from head to foot. Then the disciples raised a hue and a cry. Most of all, the traitor. Oh, How this can be saved to give to the poor? But he had his own ulterior motive because he has been dipping into the bag. And Jesus stopped him. I appreciate so much Mary of Bethany's love for me. It is she who thinks of my death and burial. And she is anointing me ahead of my death. The poor you have always, but I, this last chance. And this is a wonderful commendation that he gave to Mary. Wheresoever this story will be told, the name of Mary of Bethany will be set around the world. Do you ever sympathize with Jesus? How much do you love him? Are you a man of God's own heart that Jesus can say, how wonderful it is this brother or this sister? It puts us to shame. Today Jesus is not here. Take the case of building God's house. Then rose the rich who delay and who wait until the last moment. But there are those who love Jesus as Mary loves him, who will not in any way feel hurt to give big lump sums for Jesus' sake. And so, the unthankful are those who build with wood, hay, and stubble. The thankful ones are really believers in the Lord Jesus and lovers. They build with gold, silver, and precious stones, that when tested by the fire, it stands. Today, we want to think of yesterday's sermon. Those who came to pray for the sick sister said very nice words. The last one who did not pray but gave an envelope of money, whose prayer was heard. When you hear these sermons, we'll begin to check up on ourselves. And today is take care how you build. It is so easy for us to go through our Christian life without much thought, without much prayer, with no reading of his word. We don't love his word. This is also like building with wood, hay, and stubble. Let us pray. O Lord, cleanse us from all our sins of neglect, of forgetfulness, of never realizing how great your love is for us by dying on the cross for our sins. For greater love has no man than this, that a man lays down his life for his friends. Help us through this day to concentrate on thy word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.